Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech.
Ellen writes, how do I download videos from my iPhone to my PC? When I try to email them to myself, it shrinks the video. I've been told to just connect my phone to my computer and download them that way, but how?
Oh, well, you need to connect your iPhone to your computer and download them.
You know, Ray, that is probably the least helpful advice we've ever given on this show.
Really? It can't be worse than that time you told a lady to just buy a new tablet when the battery on her Kindle Fire wouldn't charge anymore.
I stand by that advice, especially if she buys something other than a Kindle Fire.
All right. Well, let me see if we can give Ellen a more comprehensive answer. Here's what you need to do, Ellen. Fire up your computer, grab the charging cable for your iPhone, and plug one end into your iPhone and the other end into your computer. Only one end will fit the iPhone, and the other end is the obvious end that you'll plug into the PC.
So plug the thing into the thing that it fits into. Good. What's next?
Well, that is where it does get a little complicated. Right after you plug in your iPhone, you'll get a notification on your phone that asks if you should trust this computer. Tap Trust. Then, if you're using a Windows PC, you should get a pop-up window on the computer that asks, what do you want to do with this? Select Import Pictures and Videos. Now, by default, all of your pictures and videos will be selected. If you don't want them all imported into your computer, you'll want to change that. Now, once you've chosen which videos and pictures you want to import, then click Import. Another window will open up showing all of your pictures and videos that you just imported.
Hey, Ray, when I do that, there's a checkbox that says Erase after importing. That seems like it might be handy.
Yeah, personally, I don't recommend doing that because if there is a problem transferring the video, then your video is gone. I say wait until you've confirmed that the video is transferred and then delete it from your iPhone manually.
Okay, easy enough. But Ray, you said Ellen should get a pop-up window on her computer. What should she do if her pop-up doesn't pop?
Well, if for some reason you don't get a pop-up, Ellen, you should click the Start button and select Computer. Then you'll right-click the iPhone icon and select Import Pictures and Videos. From there, you'll do everything else the same as we said before.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about how to do this on a PC, but what if Ellen has a Mac?
Well, it starts out the same. Plug the iPhone in and tell it to trust the computer. Then you'll need to open the application Image Capture, or iPhoto. I prefer Image Capture because you can choose where the video is stored on your hard drive. Once Image Capture is open, you'll see at the bottom of the window you can select which folder to import them to. Then you can click the Import All button or select the individual video and click Import. Simple.
Simple. Now, just in case that was all a little too quick for you, go to our website and we will have the instructions all written out.
With pictures. And if you like Ask Deemable Tech and you want to make sure you never miss an episode, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter. Or subscribe to the podcast. Just search iTunes for Ask Deemable Tech.
If you have a question for Ask Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send us an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Ask Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.